So is the flower of youth endangered by the weed? Cannabis edibles are big business. You can get gummies, cookies, candies, chips, even cereal with THC, the chemical that causes psychoactive effects. Now the Federal Trade Commission and the FDA calling out five edible cannabis sellers who are using packaging that appeals to children. After accidentally eating foods with THC, many kids have gotten sick and even been hospitalized. With us on the phone this morning is marijuana advocate Jerry J. Mann, joiner of the Weed and Whiskey TV show and podcast. Jerry, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on. You know, it's all gone to pot, whether we like it or not. 80% of Americans are in favor of adult use, legal adult use. We've got that in 24 states now.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, well, obviously it's not going anywhere. You're absolutely right about that. Of course, now the issue here, kids, I mean, with kids landing in the ERs across the country, is it a good thing for the government to step in?
Absolutely, it's a good thing for the government to step in because, first of all, these products that we're talking about, this packaging, most likely is illegal. The California feds, the California state law enforcement guys, just seized 2.2 million packages of fake cannabis products. I mean, it looks like Sweet Tarts or it looks like Oreos. That deceives not just children. Old fat boy like J-Man might want to grab one of those Oreos and not know that it was infused. And if they're willing to do counterfeit packaging, how do we know what they're putting in that? So you've got to use extreme caution in today's times because it's prevalent everywhere. The street guys are selling, they used to sell a bag of weed that would come in a Ziploc baggie, right? Mm-hmm. Well, now they can sell you gummies. They can sell you little ice cream cone edibles, all kind of stuff.
And this is a tale as old as tobacco, right? Now, obviously, it's logical to assume that the dangers of cannabis are exaggerated in kids. How can they be better protected? Like you said, weed's not going anywhere. How can we protect kids better?
Well, the kids don't need to be able to get access to these things. No different than alcohol, guns, dangerous chemicals. You know, it was a few years back, they had those pods for the dishwashers and your laundry thing that kids started eating because it looked like candy. So whoever's around the children, the parents or the caregivers, need to make sure and keep these things well away from children, first of all.
I think they'd get me on the Oreos.
They look just like an Oreo packaging. These ones in California, they even fake the legal California symbol to make you think it was legitimate.
Wow.
2.2 million pieces that they seized that were fake. Counterfeit is a huge problem in America. I saw when I was looking this up, 500,000 counterfeit contact lenses were seized by Customs and Border Patrol, who's in charge of enforcement of counterfeit goods.
Wow.
Somebody now could put something in their eye that could damage their eyesight because they're trying to save a few bucks because everything costs so much now. And that's, again, if I go to the regulated store and buy these gummies for $30 or I get it from the street guy for $15, And it says Oreos on it. Surely it's good. Frito-Lay is making these Dorito ones, I guess. It confuses people. So you got to use caution, folks.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. It's one thing to buy a knockoff pair of headphones, but fake contacts, fake Oreos with weed in them, man, that's a whole different world. Listen, Jerry J. Mann Joyner, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Appreciate you, brother.
Anytime.